The silent walk, again, is to shine a spotlight on this issue and raise awareness of, you know, there's thousands of people in the UK trapped in slavery, including here in Kent. I mean, it's happening in every town and city and in some rural areas. And so it's happening on our own doorsteps within the community. So it's to raise awareness about that, because I think a lot of people think that this is happening somewhere else in some faraway country overseas when it's happening right here in Kent. I mean, it's huge, to be honest. I think it's one of the greatest human right abuses of our century. If you think that, you know, when you think back to the transatlantic slave trade, when there was about 12 million people over a 450-year period trapped in slavery. But today, you know, right now, as I'm talking to you, there's 48 million people trapped in slavery across the world. It's a really hidden crime. It's really hard to detect. So here in Kent, you know, people are trapped in slavery in hand car washes, in nail bars, on fruit farms, in restaurants. We're involved recently with helping somebody be rescued from a restaurant in Kent, for example. About half the people who are trapped are women and children who are trapped in sexual exploitation, so in off-street brothels and things like that. We have people trapped on construction sites, and the list goes on and on, to be honest. You know, there's this incredible increasing need for cheap labour, and this is what is driving it. And there's huge profits to be made by these criminal gangs out of exploiting vulnerable people. I don't know if you're aware, but human trafficking is the second most profitable serious crime now after drugs. So it, number three is the arms trade. So it's more profitable than arms. And that's why you're finding that the same criminal gangs who are involved in drugs and arms have diversified into human trafficking, because it's much easier to move people around undetected than it is to move drugs or arms. So we're hoping that more people who see us will be knowledgeable about what constitutes modern day slavery and will be able to recognise the signs as they go about their normal day-to-day life, you know, going into restaurants and having their nails done and, you know, going into car washes, that they'll be able to recognise the signs if there is something wrong at that particular outlet, and be empowered to be able to report that to the authorities to help get people rescued.